intense physical game.
Yeah, and we knew it was going to be that way. You know, we know what kind of team that they have, and you know, in this building here, they like to play aggressive. And you know what, I'm really proud of what my guys accomplished on this trip. And you know, we come up short tonight, but I think the well, obviously the goal, the winning goal at the end of the second period hurt us big time, because you know, we were playing pretty good up to that point.
What do you take now? You know, like you said, you had a good road trip. How do you build on that momentum to take back to St. John's now?
Well, we have to be proud of some things that that we've done. Other things we need to adjust a little bit. But you know, we're, you know, come Friday we're gonna have some forwards coming back too, and that's gonna help us to you know, a lot, because we. The last four or five games, you know, I played with seven defensemen, so, you know, the forwards are tired right now, especially guys like Dumont, McCarron, Hudon, Holloway, and those guys, you know, I played those guys a lot, and it maybe showed towards the end of the game, but, you know, I can only say that these guys really battled, you know, through fatigue, battled through maybe some soreness and stuff like that. And, you know, I got to be proud of them.
Really sticking up for each other out there tonight, too.
Yeah, yeah, no, and, you know, it's that's what makes a team, you know. And we feel that everybody's buying in to what we're trying to accomplish here. And we have some good leaders in that room. And, you know, tonight at times I thought that maybe we got too fancy. And, you know, in a small arena like this, what you want to do is you want to get the puck in their zone and try to get apply some forecheck and spend time in their zone. That's what they do really well here.
Last night we talked about how well Ghetto's doing up at the Montreal. Yeah. Tonight, Daniel Carr gets his first goal, his first shift. How's that make
his first shift? Well, I mean, that's something to be, you know, he's going to tell that story, I'm sure, for a while. And... and Ghetto's, you know, still playing well. I mean, you know, scored also.
Christian Thomas on the assist.
Yeah, I mean, it's good to see our guys producing and bringing something to the big club. And you know, if they're there to help them, you know, accomplish what they need to accomplish. So, you know, and then if they stick around, you know, that's what I hope for them. And if they come back, you know, we're going to keep working with them and help them out to get back there.
Shelterian said that he had a chat with Bud Holloway before he came down and told him that if he was the best player in St. John's, that he'd be coming up back soon. Is that really how it works? Is it the best player, or is it fit? Or when you have your chat with Mark and Michelle, how do you decide who goes
It's
up?
All of the above. You know, it's a lot of things that go into play, and then you know, it's what they need and what they want. That will dictate, you know, who deserves a chance here and who fits the mold, you know, the mold the best.
Thanks.